County Commissioners at Work Session Review Regular Agenda. The Grant County Commission, at its first work session for the year, welcomed a new commissioner, Ron Hall, representing District 3, and a new treasurer, Steve Armendariz. The regular meeting will be at 9 a.m. Thursday, January 10th, at the Grant County Administration Center. The first item of business will be to elect a chairman. The expenditure report will show that up to January 7th, the county spent $4,048,544 for the month of December. Sari explained that approximately $1.2 million is an indigent fund payment, and another approximately $1.2 million is for construction on the Grant County Business and Conference Center. The rest, approximately $1.65 million, was for a month's worth of payroll and, quote, normal expenditures, he said. Commissioners will consider the Volunteer Fire Department election results. Sari said the members of one department came forward with concerns about the election process and the individuals chosen as officers. I will discuss the issue with County Attorney Abby Robinson, he said. Other issues discussed included consent agenda item. The County Commission will approve or disapprove the Emergency Medical Services Annual Service Report and application for the Gila Regional Medical Center EMS, Gila Valley EMS, Members Valley EMS, Pinos Altos Volunteer Fire and Rescue, and Tyrone Volunteer Fire Rescue. An addition of Policy 55 to the Grant County Sheriff's Department Standard Operating Procedures would set rules and guidelines for use of the computers that have been installed in patrol cars so the officers can stay out in the county and do their reports. It's a brand new policy, Sari said. He listed the committees that commissioners and county officials would serve on for the coming year. Commissioner Gabriel Ramos said the list should include a statement that those who are appointed to boards and committees vote on behalf of the commission. Sari said the list would be moved to resolutions and would include the statement for Thursday's meeting. Ramos also noted that there is confusion about the transit authority now that Grant County has taken it over. We've suggested that we need to consider all transportation. Ramos said the marketing on the buses needs to be addressed because the signs look tacky after years of weather. Sari suggested a vinyl wrap, so the whole bus is a moving billboard, but when he said the closest one to do that was in Las Cruces, Kasten said he would prefer that it be put out to bid and be done by a local business. An intergovernmental transfer of a 1995 Ford Bronco from the Road Department to Western New Mexico University will be considered. Sari explained the university received a grant to study the effects of the Whitewater Baldy fire, but did not have a four-wheel drive vehicle for researchers to be able to access the fire areas. The open meetings resolution for 2013 will also be considered at the Thursday meeting. Sari said the county would try to hold firm on the previous Wednesday as the deadline for items to be placed on the next week's agenda, so we can get the packet to you as a PDF on Friday, giving you time to look it all over. The OMA resolution will include that the commissioners will receive items in electronic form by the February meeting. We want to have individual monitors for you and a big screen for the audience through an Apple TV. We want to make sure that there are no additions at the last minute, although we can remove things up to the meeting time. The commissioners, as the Grant County Indigent and Healthcare Claims Board, will consider 538 claims for $411,507. Hall said he would like to have someone present at the meeting to explain to citizens where the money comes from to pay the indigent claims. Sari said he would ask Beth Allred, who oversees the fund, if she can present at Thursday's meeting. The regular meeting will take place at 9 a.m. on Thursday, January 10th at the Grant County Administration Center. And please visit grantcountybeat.com for additional details on this article, and a second article will cover county reports.